I wish I had the answer for it. You know, it's just one of those deals where you fight and you fight for four quarters and you have a chance to win the game towards the end, and for whatever reason you can't find the play or the call to get you over that hump. But I wish I had the answer for it, but one thing I can say is we're going to, you know, take this week off and refresh our minds and get ready for Dallas.
Hey, DeCole, it seemed like guys yesterday, you included, were angry after the game. I mean, is that healthy? Is that, I mean, you don't want to be in that situation, obviously, but is it good that guys' expectations were so high that they were so mad afterward?
Yeah, it's been a rocky year. You know, no one in this locker room expected us to be in the position we are right now. And by you asking that question, I mean, it's fitting for the guys in this room. You know, we're in every game, and this year is different than other years I've been here where we feel like we have the team to get over the hump, but our record doesn't show it. But at the end of the day, that's what we're judged by, our record. And, you know, we're just going to keep fighting and keep moving forward and hopefully get this thing changed around. Cause there's no rule, there's no law that said we can't win the rest of our game.
Everybody always says that, you know, we look at the second half of the season, we'll take a game by game, forget the first half. How realistic is that, though? I mean, doesn't the first half always still kind of sit in the back of your mind?
No, you got to put it past you. I mean, the good thing about this league, we have a ton of games, and we're 2-7 right now. I can't wait to get back and feel like it's a new season. Just to put the past in the past and just be able to learn from it and be able to make those plays in the crucial times of those games to get guys covered, and whether we need a kick, whether we need to get a stop defensively, or whether we need to put the ball in the end zone. So I think it's enough time for guys to realize and reflect and self-scout yourself and as a unit.
Well, this has been 7 years of mostly bad football for you. How do you keep doing it?
Hey, I got a job to do. I'm one of the veterans in this locker room. I mean, years past is years past. You don't tend to think about what happened 4 or 5 years ago. You tend to be in the moment, and that's what, you know, that's what you have to do. You come to work every day. It's no different than any other person in the outside world. They may not like their boss, they may not like their job, but they have a family to feed, and that's what their career is. So it's no different in this business. The only difference is we're passionate about this game that we play. We can't play it for a long time, so the time spent, you want to make the most out of it. And I think that's what makes it a little bit easier.
Maybe after that first one, you said you wouldn't know where this team stood until the next game.
Yeah.
And you guys haven't been able to put two back-to-back. Where do you think this team is mentally?
Still trying to find our identity right now. I think mentally we're still in it. Guys are still, you know, this past game will linger a little bit more just because we don't have to prepare for Dallas right away. But I think for the most part, guys are in it. I haven't felt a letdown in the locker room because we feel like we have enough guys to get it done. We have enough guys to score touchdowns and to stop people. We just got to do it together at one time and in a complete ball game.
Do you maybe have to – not you, the team, grow up a little bit after a win, you know, because there's so much excitement after each win, and oh, we're going to, you know, this is turning around, but then not able to take that next step?
That's a great point. I mean, you have to mature in this league. I think for the young guys we do have playing, you have to mature quick in this league. The wins and losses come fast. You know, you can't get too high with a win, and you can't get too low with a loss. So it forces you to grow up quick, and as a young guy in this league, and which a lot of young guys we do have, you have to be able to bite the bullet and keep pushing forward because it is a long season. It's not just a 1 year gig, so you got to put your best foot forward out there on Sunday.
DeQuelle, yesterday was just such an opportunity lost, to, especially the show fans, that you guys aren't the same old Browns, and you had a chance to make a statement, and that, and you, along with some of the older players that have been here, have said that, you know, this isn't the same old Browns. This thing really is going in the right direction. So, in your words, how would you explain to fans why and how things are different, even though you're coming off such a tough loss?
Just, you know, we've been in every ball game, but I would say the New York Giants. Whether it's come down to defensively getting a stop when we needed to, whether we needed to put the ball in the end zone, it's things that can be corrected, that are correctable. And it's just got to come down to a mindset you develop. When the game is on the line, the difference between the us right now and the Atlanta Falcons, they've had close ball games, I'm sure, but they're able to come out on top. And we've all talked about it before. They're able to make those big catches, those big stops when you need to, and that's what separates where we are right now in terms of, in relation to the Atlanta Falcons.
What's this team missing right now?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Guys are working hard. That's never a question. Just got to find a way, man. I wish I had a magic wand to wave it around and be able to cure things up. But, you know, so many things happen throughout a ball game. And one play that you gave up may be the difference of the ball game. So you never know which play that is. You just got to fight through all of them and hopefully they fall your way.
I'm not asking you to second guess your head coach, but the fourth and two on 28,
yeah,
almost 4 minutes left, under 4 minutes to go in the game, though.
Yeah.
As a defensive player, would you like to see a punt there and say, "We got it, coach. We'll get you the ball back"? I mean, what were your thoughts on that play?
Well, I was at the time. I didn't realize we were going for it on fourth down, but for him to make the decision, he clearly felt like the defense was playing well enough to get a stop, and he felt comfortable enough and confident enough in his offense to get those 2 yards. We didn't get it. It was a judgment call he has to make. You know, at this point in the season, you got to be able to make some risky calls, and you have to put faith in your players. And that's one that we came up short. It's not going to affect the way we approach the next game. Hopefully, you know, we go for it more often, you know, hopefully on their side of the territory. But it put us in a little bit of a bind defensively. But I'm not sure what happened in that series, whether we gave up a field goal or not. But we were playing well at the time, so he was playing until the defense's hand.
After watching film, did you see anything different on either the TJ call or any of the other controversial things?
Yeah, I still think the TJ call it didn't fit the crime. It didn't fit the punishment. They made the call. From where the ref was, if you watch on film, Flacco's head kind of bobbles a little bit, which if you wasn't directly in front of the play, you would assume he got hit in his head. TJ was clearly going for the ball, in my opinion, and he made the call. And that's one of those deals where, you know, you don't want to say that one call made the difference of the game, but, you know, it's just unfortunate that he called it at that time.
DeQuell, looking back, do you feel like that you guys were playing so well, and I mean, even dominating as a defense, do you feel like that kind of deflated you guys when that went against you?
No, at the time, you don't think about it. But looking back at it, it was a big play for them at a crucial time in the game to give them 15 yards or whatever it was that they were rewarded for. And, I mean, it just gave them some life. You know, at the time, we were smothering for a bit, and they felt it. I mean, they were in a dogfight, and just with a good team like that, you don't want to give them anything. And at that time, it was just one of those plays like, you wish you could get it back, and just got to keep fighting through, and hopefully you don't give up a field goal and force them to punt.
And is overcoming, just for, you know, that's one example of something that, you know, some adversity, yeah, you could face. Is, yeah, overcoming, yeah, that something that just a young team has to learn how to do?
Yeah, you definitely have to develop that mindset, because you're going to take your lumps in the ball game. There's going to be adversity from the first quarter to fourth quarter. It's how well you respond and how well are you can't panic at that point. You know, bad things are going to happen, and you just got to be able to stop the bleeding and keep the fight going.
Are you picking up on what you said yesterday regarding you've got to earn respect from officials and the other teams? Mm,
yeah.
Is that a play that Polamalu makes?
That's a play Polamalu makes?
If Polamalu comes in there on Flacco and goes to the strip, is there a flag there, you think?
Yeah, that's tough to call. That's tough to call, but, you know, I don't want to get into that, but, you know, to answer your question, you know, we have to gain respect around the league, and the way to do it, you got to win ball games. And yeah, you may get a couple calls here and there, but you know, right now we gotta fight out of this stigma as the same old Browns. You know, like I said earlier, there's no rule, there's no book saying that we can't win the rest of our ball games. And you know, me, the competitive I am, I think I can win every ball game, and I'm sure the rest of those guys feel the same way in this locker room. So it's just a matter of just staying the course and not getting your head down, because we got what, 7 more games to go. Just try to make the best out of those.
DeQuell, it's kind of a chicken and egg thing, though, isn't it? I mean, you talk about you get calls when you start winning ball games. Well, I mean, it's hard to win ball games when you're not getting calls, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, but that's it's just you know, human nature. You know, the people like watching the good teams, and you may get a call here and there. I'm not saying that that's the difference between winning and losing.
Right.
I'm
right.
Just saying that, you know, sometimes, you know, you get lucky. You may get a call. You may get a holding call when you're on defense, when you need it the most. And not to say that we didn't. During that game, I think they were driving. They were in our red zone. They had a holding call that put them out of field goal range. And I believe they punted. So those type of things work to our favor. You know, it's just for whatever reason, we seem to get calls when we don't need them, and we just got to be able to stop the bleeding, like I said.
If you're looking at the film, do you think you guys benefited from Phil Taylor's presence? How do you do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was definitely a presence inside. I mean, it forced those guys to – there wasn't attack. They weren't attacking us straight ahead. They were running more so on our edges and running tosses and things like that to get those big guys moving a little bit. But I thought he had a productive game.